I'm just going to start with a little bit of background information. So we won't, you know, you can let your computer do your thing, and then we can just move along. But what I want to do is welcome everybody, and thank you guys very much for registering for this. I know you are running businesses, you're running your personal life, and I really appreciate you being here. Obviously, the name of this workshop is called Massage Business Breakthrough. And basically, the secrets to your six-figure practice. They're really not secrets, but I like to use that word because it's kind of fun. But they certainly are ingredients that are really going to help you align with having a much more thriving and stable business than maybe you've had before up to this point. Maybe you had one before and things fell apart back in, you know, 09. So anyway, thank you for coming. And how this webinar is going to go is it's going to go for about an hour, maybe a little longer, and especially if we have questions. And then you already got the instructions about how to engage on the screen. So if you need to chat, you can put a little chat in there. If you want to ask me a question, we'll stop every once in a while for that. And again, if you can't get this stuff on the computer, it's not working, please don't worry. I'm going to try to be as visual with my language as possible, and you're going to get everything we're talking about and then some in a link to an email. So I'll send you an email after this, and you'll even get the recording. So the people who are going to get the on-demand are going to get the recording, and so are you. You just get extra. All right, I'd like to explain a little bit about who I am. I don't know how many of you know me or don't know me. I'm Renee Bechtold. I've been building and growing companies for the last 28 years and have been involved in the alternative and natural holistic health field for as long. My company has coached and trained a little over 2,000 companies worldwide. And one of the things I'm really, really passionate about is helping massage therapists and body workers and other types of alternative healers really produce astounding results in their business. And then keep those results ongoingly. And there's a reason why I have this passion. So we as a company, myself, as a professional business coach and business consultant, I suppose, is we help massage therapists and massage companies get these kinds of results through a lot of different ways. First of all, by making sure that you can master the business side of what you do, not the therapy side, but the business side. So we do that. We've got rigorous business coaching programs, workshops like this one, but on very targeted topics about business. Those are live and on demand. And we also have a very comprehensive self-study program. So I work with people individually, work with people through self-study programs. I try to have a variety of tools to really help you guys master the business side. Like I said, I've been in this field myself for many, many years. And what I know firsthand, because I ran an integrative healthcare practice, and I know firsthand, it takes a lot more than just being a really great therapist. Right? I'll be the first one to raise my hand. I had to learn that. So that's what I'm trying to give everybody in this industry. And like I said, our main drive is to help you master the business side of massage and body work. So everybody should see a new slide. Do you see that? So this is the intention for tonight and for today and for this workshop. So my intention is that you walk away with increased capability, knowledge, and effectiveness so that tomorrow, when you just go back to your practice tomorrow sometime this week, that by applying just one new distinction tonight or one new structure that you learned here, you're going to get better results tomorrow in your practice. So these should be very actionable. You should be able to do these things that we're teaching you today. So this workshop I'm giving is going to give you some of that overview. It's going to give you some details. But mainly it's going to give you those basic ingredients that you need to have. Okay, these are requirements. And you'll really hear me punctuate that. These are requirements you need to be executing on regularly so that your business thrives. And whether you want to make, you know, $4,000 a month, $2,000 a month, $10,000 a month, if you're missing these, you won't make it. Or if you just make it once, it's not going to be sustainable. So my objective for each of you is that you do make it, right? And you make it with balance and ease at the same time. It's no good to get all overwhelmed and become a workaholic. So all this stuff is doable. Why is it so important that you develop and master these kinds of business skills? Anybody have an idea of why it might be so important?
The roadmap to success.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. You spelled it out, the roadmap to success. And we're going to put that in a little bit of detail. You know, the saddest thing I hear from many people in this industry and the others in the alternative health field is this. It's kind of a myth, but here's kind of a thought. They think, they assume because they don't have very many clients or they don't get their clients to return that they must not be a very good therapist, right? And I don't think that's true. I think that's very inaccurate. Just because you don't have a lot of clients does not mean you're not a great therapist at all. The reverse side to that is if you have a lot of experience and you're a really good therapist, you should have people lining down outside your door, just lining up to see you because you're that good. So that's also not completely accurate. It really takes a marriage, an integration of really good, solid business structures and skills and systems just as much as it takes to have a really good bodywork therapy as a skill. So can any of you relate to that myth just a bit? The first one is, gosh, I'm starting to doubt myself because the clients don't come back. Or the reverse, assuming that because you're so good, you've got experience, you should have a lot of clients. Myths are born out of assumptions. Right, and assumptions tend to be born from feelings. Here's a couple of facts I'd like to give you. $2.5 trillion. That's the amount of money that Americans are spending on healthcare. $2.5 trillion. It boggles my mind. It's mind-numbing. $34 billion of that, you guys, is spent out of pocket on alternative healthcare. That's you. That's your industry. We're spending $34 billion. Now, because it's so mind-numbing, I'd like to just show you what that looks like. For those of you who can't see the screen, that's fine. I'll explain it. There's a human being, an image of a person, standing there, and there's a pile of money, just a small little worth of money at his feet. That's what $1 million looks like. Let's look at what $1 billion looks like. That 10 pallets is about a 4x4, there are cubes of money. Right, of paper currency. That's what $1 billion looks like. People are spending 34 of those on alternative health care. There's a big market out there for you, huge. Let's look what $1 trillion looks like. Oh, $1 trillion. All right, so I don't know if you can see it, but there's this little guy right over here in the corner, a little tiny guy, and it's like a double football field full of these pallets of money. That's how much $1 trillion, and we're spending about 2.5 of that. But going back to the billion, we're spending 34 of those on healthcare. So the reason I bring that out is a fact. There's a lot of people in your communities willing to spend money out of their pockets, and that trend is going up. So that trend's going up. So my question to you is, how are you going to position yourself as an individual and as a business and as an industry to take full advantage of this market trend? You know, and really align yourself with what people in this country want. And I'll tell you what they want. They want to be empowered in the matters of their own health and well-being. This is why people spend so much out of pocket. It matters to them. They want to. They find value. Something's happening. They're getting something from this. They also want results, right? They don't want to always be tied to drugs and chemicals and surgery. And staying healthy is much cheaper. They found that out. Insurance is not the panacea. So they will spend that money for multiple reasons, usually their own. And I'm going to answer those questions that I gave in the workshop registrations. That kind of were like, wow, I'd like to learn those. So they're weaved throughout what I'm talking about with this workshop. So you're going to have to really listen carefully because every single one of those questions will be answered. Each of you personally maybe listening to this workshop and participating in it for one of several reasons. One, you may have just gotten out of massage school and you're ready to start your practice. That's one. Or you've been out of school for a while and you've been dabbling part-time. All right? Or this may be you. You've been working for another massage company or studio and you want to strike out on your own. Another possibility, another campground you may be in, is you have struck out on your own and maybe it's not going so well. Another situation you may find yourself in is that you've moved to a new area and you're faced with starting your practice all over again. And finally, you may be, it may be that you're doing well, and you've done well up to this point, but you're really ready to take your business to that next level. You want to make more money. Maybe you want to hire people. Maybe you're ready to hire staff who love massage but don't want to bother with their own business. Whatever situation you're in, what we're going to cover tonight is going to apply to you. It's going to apply in every single one of these situations. So do listen carefully. Plus, before I go on, I want to really invite any of you, if you'd like to spend some time with me over the phone privately and discuss in detail your particular situation, then I offer a free business analysis session. So if you're really serious about growing your business, really take advantage of that. Just sign up for it. You can call me, email me, it's online. But I'm really passionate. If those people who know me know I'm very passionate about helping people in this field really have and develop thriving and stable businesses, not ones that go up and down, you know, not ones where you're not sure what from 1 week to the next or from 1 month to the next or from 1 year to the next how your business is going to go. That's what I'm really aligned with. So let's take a look at some of the things that may be stopping you from having the kind of business you want. What are those pain points? What are those points that are really, you find it tough to get past? So if you look at the, if you can see in the circle on the screen, for those of you who have it on screen, you know, I have this big not sign. It's a big circle with a red line running through it. So those are all the reasons when I talk to people, some of the things I got, the emails and the questionnaires that I got back from you, there are things like economy, competition, lack of funds, no advertising, maybe new in practice. Those are the things that were stated as the blocks or the obstacles that keep you from being where you want to be, that are keeping you from making the kind of money you want to make in this business. And I put a line through it because those aren't the real reasons. Those are what we think they are, but those aren't the reasons why. In fact, the first year of the recession, the deepest, deepest pit darkness of the recession, most of my clients that were working on their business with me and with our programs made over 100% increases in their business that year. And they continue to do it today. It's just that we have a little better economy in some pockets. So it's not the economy. And there's all those things you think are excuses, they're really not. The things that are really going on for you, it's a missing roadmap. Eric, you hit it on the head. You've got to have a roadmap. You've got to have a way. You've got to have a path. And that path has to be detailed. So you have a missing roadmap. You have no real goals. Some of you state goals that aren't really real. They're more desires, that kind of thing. No clarity and no timeline. All that missing, you can't possibly have a decent enough roadmap to make the kind of money you say you want to make. Lack of time management and therefore lack of time capacity to manifest what it is you want. If you don't have time management structure for your, not just the client schedule, for your entire business week, the whole thing, start of the day, end of the day, everything, then it's very difficult to increase your capacity. And capacity is a principle that's like magic. You increase your capacity to handle more people, to handle more money, you will. You'll have it. You just have to know how to increase your capacity. That's what I teach people how to do. Your lack of focused attention. Some of you are very scattered and you let a lot of distractions come into the way. Some of you have breakdowns that you can't be helped, you think, but really we're creating space for those breakdowns. So lack of focused attention, lack of consistency, that's such an important principle and such an important characteristic for you to have. You have to be consistent in your actions, in your methodology, if you want your business to be consistent. Lack of a simple marketing plan that's executed on regularly. Okay, there's a lot to that statement, a simple marketing plan that's executed on regularly. Lack of systems and effective skills for converting and retaining clients. Some of you, that's what your biggest concern was, is being able to retain clients. But if you don't have a system and you don't have effective skills for doing so, it's not like, you know, learning how to walk or talk. Sometimes I think people think that business is so natural, anybody who wants to start, just because you don't have to get a certification, you don't have to get certified to open a business, that somehow we think we all can do it. No, you really have got to have the skills honed to be able to convert interested people into long-term clients and, you know, to retain them. And a big one is our limiting beliefs. Limiting beliefs and thoughts. Being more focused on lack than we realize. So most of these things we're just unaware of. So the first critical action to fix all this stuff, we want to fix it. We want to, you know, we want to put these things into place. We don't want to have lack. We want to have abundance of good time management skills. We want to have an abundance of focus. We want to have an abundance of consistency, not a lack of it. So what do? The first critical action to apply when wanting to grow your business is to, as Eric said, define your roadmap. So what I'd like you all to do right now is to take out a piece of paper. And on the left-hand side of that paper, draw a circle. And over, and it'll turn it like landscape-wise. So draw a circle. On the right-hand side, draw a circle. Take that out. Kind of like, so on the screen, I've drawn a small circle and a big circle. So the left-hand circle is where you're at right now, and the right-hand circle is where you actually want to be. So you notice I said critical action. That doesn't mean it's a good idea to have a roadmap. Well, it's a nice idea. We should probably have that. But you know what? Let's just go and do some massage. No, it's a critical action. It's something you have to take active movement in doing. So I'd like to quickly read, because I'm really dogmatic about the term critical. It is a critical, critical action that you have a roadmap. So let's read what Webster's Dictionary says that critical means. Of, relating to, or being a turning point, or a specially important juncture. So how many of you are at that sort of a juncture point, a turning point in your business? It's got to go one way or the other or else. The next one, being relating to a condition involving danger of death. How many of you are at survival point with your business? You're barely surviving. And the third definition is being or approaching a state of crisis. So, yeah, it's critical. If you want your business to not just survive, but thrive, this is critical stuff. So it's important to define a clear roadmap of the business you want. If you don't do this, that is, define what it is you want in specifics and clarity, then I don't care how much SEO you do, I don't care how great your website is, if you have one, if you don't have one, none of that's going to be effective. Because you haven't stated to the universe, to the molecules around you, to your own mind, what it is you want. And I'll tell you, wanting more, quote-unquote M-O-R-E, that's not clear enough. That's not specific enough, because no one knows what you mean by more, least of all your own mind. Here's what I'd like you to do. I'd like you to take a few minutes, and on the left-hand side, that circle, just start to write down. You don't have to write inside the circle, obviously, but write somewhere near that circle because it represents where you're at right now. I just want you to write down all the circumstances you have right now. What are your current circumstances? How many clients do you have? How much money are you making a month? What are the types of services you sell? Like what kind of massage you do, what kind of body work you do? Some people have dual licenses where they have their esthetician and body worker, so they can have a wider variety of services to offer to a wider market. So whatever it is you sell, take a few minutes. I'm going to turn a little bit of music on, but this is really important. There's no way we can find our way to where we want to be if we don't know precisely where we're at. You can't draw any kind of guiding line. So go ahead and take a few minutes. Just write down where you're at right now with your business. Okay, awesome. So obviously the next thing you're going to do on that right-hand side is I'd like you to write down what your future circumstances are as you're declaring them to be. Don't let the funky little brain chatter that holds you back, that tells you you don't know how to do it so you can't write it down, don't let that stop you because it's meaningless. It doesn't matter. All we're doing is writing down what we want. What do you truly, truly want in our heart of hearts? You know, what is your monthly desired revenue? What do you want to make annually? How many clients do you have? As seeing yourself in the future, how many clients do you have? Do you have any staff? How big is your operation? Where are you located? What kinds of services do you provide? Are you expanding them? Are they the same, but you're just providing more of them? Kind of size of office, all of that. Start writing down some of those things that maybe you were unsure about before, just never let yourself think. Get really specific. So let me ask you guys, what has stopped you up to this point from being this clear about what you want? Like getting really clear.
Yeah, this is Justina. I think for me, unconsciously or maybe subconsciously, is focusing on a now situation, and this is what I need now, so I can't really focus on building a business, and that has been kind of a hindrance for myself.
That makes a lot of sense, yeah. Because a lot of times when you're writing down what you want it to be, it's very difficult to see how there's a pathway to get there, right? There's a pathway. And so, yeah, it's hard because you think, well, no, I can't think about that now. I got to think about tomorrow. But here's the problem. You can't get there. All that's happening is where you end up is a bunch of little tomorrows. Which is correct, which is accurate. That's exactly how we get there. So here's what I want you guys to do is draw a line between those two circles. Just draw a straight line. So that represents your plan. That's your roadmap. Without connecting those two, you really can't get anywhere. So those are all your little tomorrows, like Justina, all your little nows that just keep adding up. That straight line represents the multitude of little tomorrows that lead to where you want to be. The problem is that straight line is very, very squiggly for most people because you haven't defined it. And all that the first critical step is to define your roadmap. Spell it out. If you don't spell it out, it's a squiggly line. It goes up and down. It curly cues back onto itself. It goes back and forth. And you're directionless. You don't know where you're headed. So this is why it's really critical to determine where you're at now, where you ultimately want to be. It may take you 2 years. It may take you a year. It may take you 6 months. The problem is you won't know until you do this first part of the exercise. You have to say where it is you want to be. Then by connecting that line, we can look at what's the work that needs to be done. What else needs to be done for us to take our bodies and start traveling that straight line from where we're at to where we want to be. It really is that simple. Let me give you a quick little analogy. If you guys are going to take a road trip all the way from the East Coast, let's say from Georgia to San Diego where I live, and you had no road map, they didn't exist, you had no GPS, they didn't exist, no road signs, and a car that barely functioned, you probably wouldn't take that trip, would you? Right? It would be like silly. It would be suicide. You don't know where you're going. But why do you take your business journey? Why do you take your business on a journey without that most critical part, which is your plan, your roadmap? So yes, I'm being really, really simple here. You know, and I know it may seem ridiculous. Like, come on, Renee, these are just little circles. That's no plan. Well, I'm being simple on purpose because it is that simple. And it's so simple, people miss it. It's right in front of our face, but we don't bother to see it because it's not sexy, right? It's not complicated. How could it work if it's not complicated? So I want you to really watch and see how this can work. Believe me, you can have a six-figure practice by just paying attention to and executing on the simplest of business basics. That's all it takes. I have a mountain of clients who will confirm that for you. First, decipher where you're at right now, today. You can't draw a straight line to anywhere unless you know where you're at, and then really decide and look at where you want to be. So what we're going to do now is look at what needs to be added to that line. right? What do you need to do to grow your business? So if you just need to add another $2,000 a month, that's going to require one approach, certain set of things like systems and structures and various things. If you need to double or triple your revenue, then it's going to take a different approach. But you first have to know what you're after, right? You have to know what you're after. You have to know how many clients you want in your database. You have to know how much money you want to make. What's your retention rate so you can improve it? If you don't know any of those things, it's going to be hard to improve it. So, again, most of you, this path has not been very well thought through. And without all of that good thinking through, there's not enough clarity. So there's a really powerful distinction for you. So to enable you to grow your practice, you've got to have clarity. Because if your intentions aren't clear, I'm sure a lot of you know and heard a lot about the law of attraction. Well, the law of attraction is about intentionality. And intentionality is if intentions aren't clear, you're not going to get there. It's not going to work for you. So here's a question. What if you don't know what goes into that plan? What if you don't know what goes along that straight line? Because that's where a lot of people get tripped up. They don't want to state where they want to be because they don't know how to get there. So what's required to get you from here where you're at to there where you want to be? And for some of you, you might be so overwhelmed or burnt out already, and you may think, oh, look, I've tried everything there is. Yeah, I know. I hear that from a lot of people who haven't first plotted their map, who haven't had a plan. They went straight to the straight line. They're doing all the stuff in the straight line, but the lines aren't connected to anything. If you don't know something, if you're lacking knowledge on something, what do you think the first thing is you can do? If you need to know what goes into that plan, what's the work that needs to be done? If you don't know that, how do you find out?
What's the question again?
If you don't know something, so the question was if you don't know what goes into a plan, because right now we just have circles on this. You have circles on your page and a straight line.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't know how to get where you know what you want, you know what's on the right-hand circle. You just don't know how to get there. So what do?
Ask somebody who's done it before.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. I know it's a simple question. It's a simple answer. But a lot of people miss that part, too. They'll ask people, but then they won't do it. They won't do what their person suggested. So the answer is learn. Get yourself trained. Find a mentor. Find somebody who will mentor you. Find a class. Learn this stuff. And it might sound obvious, but it's not what a lot of people do. A lot of people will go and take classes on PowerPoint, social media, all this other stuff, but not how to build a roadmap, not with the really critical things to build a massage practice, a bodywork practice. Those other things aren't the most important skills, PowerPoint, the social media, those things. That's not going to build your six-figure practice in under 2 years. First, gain an overview of what you need. Then start gathering those tools and those materials. Again, this might sound simple, but people don't apply that simplicity that you gained when you went through massage school or bodywork school to business. Just take what you learned there, bridge it over to business. It's the same thing. You learned your bodywork skills. You had to practice them. You have to learn business skills. Just because you don't have to get certified to open a business doesn't mean you can't. It's not just as important to learn those skills. Like if you were to make a long, like a big mountain climbing trip, you would not set out, especially like a mountain, like Mount Kilimanjaro, something that's really rigorous. You would not set out this kind of trip without your essential tools and skills and know-how, because it would cost you your life if you did that. It could cost you your life. In business, it could cost you your livelihood. So this is the biggest reason why massage therapists struggle. They don't make their business into a real business, one that's truly thriving and makes a difference for your family and so many other people in your community. The major things are lacking is the lack of business structures that cause you to thrive, the lack of business systems or your lack of following them, and the lack of a powerful mindset. So we're going to go through each one of these things and tell you what needs to be put into place. So let's find out how to fix this. And again, if you took off on a mountain climbing expedition and you didn't have the appropriate tools, and you know that would spell trouble, you have to go back and get them if you want to succeed in your endeavor. So this is the time for you to go back and gain those skills. We're starting to construct or line up, you know, our roadmap. All right, so first one is a primary goal. Again, sounds really simple, but I guarantee you every single person, every body worker, every massage therapist I speak to, save one or two, and I've talked to hundreds, when they're not clear about their goal. You need a very clear, juicy annual financial goal, and it also has to have a completion date. So by when will you be making this? I think I had one of you sent me that you wanted to make be up to $10,000 in 5 months' time. Beautiful. That's great. That's better than having, you know, no timeness to it. But the most important thing is to have an exact date, because 5 months is meaningless too. When do we want to start? It's like saying I want to lose weight in, you know, 6 months. Well, okay, I'm not really going to start for 3 months. I'm not going to start my diet yet. All right, so be clear about what the date is you're going to land on. Next thing, these are all things you've got to put into place, by the way. You got to come up with this stuff and start to put it into place. And this stuff has to get documented in a physical form. Don't leave it in your head. Really important to get it out. We don't think very clearly when we leave stuff in our head. Write it down. All right, so the next thing is, what in the world is your purpose for making more money? What are your primary motivating factors? What's going to keep you present to your goal and motivated to achieve it? This is why people are really big on vision boards, because it gets that, you know, the why present. And it's not, and please don't say debt, that you need to pay down debt, because whatever you focus on is going to grow. So focus on that trip to Hawaii. Focus on, you know, private school for your children. Focus on music lessons. Focus on being able to go out to dinner every week. Whatever it is that you want your lifestyle to be, whatever is motivating for you, in addition to the altruistic motivations about helping people, that's already prime. You guys wouldn't even be in this profession. I wouldn't be doing what I'm doing if who I am wasn't about transforming people in some way or another and helping to transform their lives. So you need to have a motivating factor that keeps you doing the businessy stuff. I get it. The bodywork stuff is easy. I get that. It's the business stuff that's not so easy. That's why, because one, it's not easy because it's not our first nature. We don't have a good skill set. Once it becomes second nature, and I guarantee you it will if you practice it over and over again, enough months and a couple years in a row, it'll be like second nature. But what's going to keep you present to that? What's the motivating factor? So you need to write some of those down. The next is, you need to have a timeline. And what a timeline does is it takes your primary juicy financial goal, the annual one, the big one, I want to make $100,000, you know, by December of 2013. How can I do that? Okay, well, great. Your timeline now starts to break that down into time-bound chunks. So it's going to take us a year. You got to break that down into monthly chunks. That means, you know, 88 something a month, $8,300 a month. Then the timeline also manages what you will sell monthly to hit your primary goal. How many massages do you need to do to hit each month's target that will ultimately hit, when it's all added together in a year, you can make that annual figure. If you don't break it down that specifically and that clearly, it lacks enough clarity to have you take that journey. Again, ill-prepared won't get you there. So these three items become your North Star. You can navigate by this. You know exactly how many people you need to serve or work with each month. You start small and you can incrementally grow till you hit your target. Obviously, if you have no clients right now, you're not going to suddenly have, you know, 40 next month or 100 next month. You may be able to have 10 and then 20 and then 30 and then 40 and then 50 and then 60. You can incrementally grow. Your timeline manages that. Again, it's a written document, a written chart. The obvious question right now, at least in my mind, would be, Okay, Renee, that's great. But how am I going to bring in that many bodies into my practice? I know how many people. I wrote it down. You told me to write it down. I got it. I got it figured out. How can I bring them in my practice? I need to know how to get people in the door, or all this is a waste of time unless I can get more people in the door, right? Ah, it's not a waste of time. Getting people in your door is a function of your marketing. And we cannot have a marketing conversation or training until we are absolutely clear about what we want our marketing to produce for us. Marketing has to be driven by a particular direction, or it's directionless. We're just headed in 10 different directions, and that's why our marketing, for most of you, if you have had trouble in the marketing department, why it doesn't work. So let me repeat that. It's critical that you're 100% clear and specific about what you want your marketing to produce. Otherwise, you'll waste a lot of time and money, not to mention get discouraged. And that discouragement kills your passion for this work. So it's not enough to do marketing just to get our name out there. We don't have enough money. Small businesses don't have the kind of pocket money that, you know, BP and big branded companies have to, quote, just get their name out there. That shouldn't be the function of our marketing. Function of our marketing should be to draw a specific kind of client and a specific number of them, right, based on what that market wants. All right, so knowing what you want your business to be, in other words, knowing your goal, that's primary before setting out to develop and executing on a marketing plan, because you got to know what your marketing plan wants you to hit. So if you want to make $5,000 a month, you know that your marketing, all the different marketing that you do together, needs to start to generate that kind of those kinds of leads and those kinds of people. So that's one of the bigger mistakes, again, this industry makes when marketing, is that you just start marketing. You don't have a strategic goal. And not having that strategic goal that wreaks havoc with everybody's business. So why I'm emphasizing this so much is that I'm not here just to teach you some clever tactics and moves to get more clients in the door. Because you'll do that and then you'll go crazy, go do that, maybe get some people, but then you'll stop doing it. So then like a big S curve, you do a bunch of stuff, you get a bunch of clients, you stop doing the stuff, you stop getting clients. You become inconsistent. Really what I'm here to do is teach you in any circumstance how to grow and then maintain a thriving practice. We can grow something, but can we maintain it? So the first thing that's required is that you know what thriving is for you. So if you want a thriving practice, what does thriving mean for you? What does it look like? Once you know that, you can develop a really effective way to bring those exact clients to you. All right, so we'll get there, but let me complete the core ingredients first to cause your business to thrive. All right, next one is schedule. You've got to have a schedule that matches and supports your timeline. And we're talking about a schedule, a very specific way to manage your schedule. It's not good enough to say that you will be there whenever clients want you. Oh yeah, okay, well I don't usually work at 6 o'clock, but I'll come in for you. Too many of you have a very scattered approach to your schedule, which again diminishes your capacity. Time management structures literally expand. They have the ability to either expand your capacity or completely diminish your capacity to get you where you want to be. Again, we're talking about the roadmap. Here are the steps of the work that's going to take to get you where you want to be. So you need to straighten out your schedule, both your entire work week and when you're going to be working on business and when you're going to be working on clients. Most people have it down. Their client schedule is great. Your work schedule sucks. Your business schedule. Because you don't schedule any time to work on your business. Or if you do, it's 1 week and the next week you don't. You know, it's hit and miss. Got to be clear. It's got to be solid. All right, the next thing to help support you in getting your big juicy goal, hitting that financial goal, is you have to have weekly goals. This really keeps you present to your big goal. If you don't set weekly goals, and I don't mean weekly to-do list. Not what I mean. I mean weekly goals of accomplishment. If you don't do that, you get out of touch with your big juicy goal. And I'll tell you, I can't even remember what I had for dinner last week, you know, let alone my business goal, if I don't keep myself present to it every single day and every single week. The final ingredient that we have to line up, we have to line all these things up, like they're, you know, just like a really well-aligned spine and posture, is a financial budget. And this thing, again, helps you to stay true to your financial goal and helps you to expand and keep what you make. How many of you experienced that when you made more money, you just spent more money? That's because you're lacking a financial budget. All of these things are integrated with each other and help to support each other. So when those things are lacking, then, you know, it's no wonder it's hard to find your way to where you want to be. Very, very difficult. Let's see what I got. Okay, so next we're going to move to showing you how to bring in the number of clients you need. Something I don't have on here I'm going to give you is you got to be able to track all this stuff too. Once you set your goals, you need to a way of tracking this weekly and monthly, just to make sure you stay on track and you're focused. And remember that what you measure grows. It expands because you're giving it focus and attention. And then finally, these are additional ingredients now that I'm going to give you. Get a business coach, you know, or get some kind of a self-study program. Learn these skills. I'm not the only coach out there. Get somebody to mentor you so that you can stay accountable to somebody. Because if you don't know how to stay accountable, your consistency muscles are very flabby and they won't support you in getting you where you want to be. It's one of the important ingredients on that roadmap, on that pathway to getting you where you want to be. So how do we fulfill on this grand plan now that we just developed on paper? We got a financial budget, we got our weekly goals, we're doing that, we got a schedule and we're sticking to our schedule. You know, we got that timeline that tells us we're supposed to be our targets every month. We know exactly what our purpose for doing this is, where the money is going to flow to. We got our juicy financial goal. All right, how do we fulfill on this? How do we actually market yourself and your business to actually really make those numbers real? Because one of the biggest concerns that I got from a lot of you is generating enough clients. So how do I generate enough clients to be where I want to be? So I'd like to hear from a couple of you. What do you think stops you from bringing in new clients? What seems to be getting in the way? Why aren't you able to bring in enough new clients? Because that was a big concern I heard.
Renee, this is Eric. And
yes, Eric.
For me, what I'm having troubles is there comes to a point where you physically can't do any more massages in a week, we'll say. Maybe some may not be to that level. But for me, there's only so many that I can do. And in order to grow, obviously I would need to bring in another therapist or two. But the problem is those individuals only want to see me. They don't want to see those new people.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So if you're trying to expand the business by bringing in new personnel, I mean, the people will come. That's not a problem. But the problem is that may not be the people that, you know, are equal to or the same kind of people that you have already.
Yeah, I get that. And that's one of those unique situations when you're growing and expanding, you have to think through. And you're right, you're going to have to expand. If you're going to either you have set up some very very well-defined management structures, because if you're managing staff, right, if you are just going to open it up and just that they're going to be independent contractors, you don't really need to manage anything. They're going to be true independent contractors. If they're going to be your staff and you're going to be opening up a company that has a particular culture and way you deal with people, then you're going to hire employees. There's plenty of massage therapists out there who don't want to go grow their own business. They would like to have really good, meaningful employment, but they don't want to trouble with all this business stuff. They're not entrepreneurially minded, but they love doing massage. Plenty of people out there. So you need some management structures. That's not so much part of marketing as it is some other structures you need to think through and how you're going to put those into play so that you can grow your income. It's a very unique situation you have, and it's what I call a quality problem. If you're at your max as a massage therapist and as a massage and bodywork business, then you have some unique situations to some solutions you got to come up with. those are some of the things that I can work with you on in a business analysis call if you want to do that. By the way, that doesn't cost anything. But it's a little more advanced, right? Because now the only way to grow is to put other structures into place. And like I said earlier, for some of you, you're doing well, you want to go to that next level, and it's a whole different set of structures and systems that you need to consider to put into place or skill sets to learn. Because not everybody just wants to come to you. I have a lot of clients who've started solo and have grown to the point where they've expanded and hired people, and it works out really well. Make sense, Eric?
Yeah, it does. But here's a situation, and I've already asked this of some of my clients. You know, I've mentioned the fact that I've already hired another person to work in the office here as a private contractor and said, what happens if I'm not available? If I'm sick, would you go work, you know, would you go and get your massage from this other person, this other female therapist? And most of them said, well, if I'm forced to, yes. But if you're here, I'd rather see you.
It's probably not the right, this isn't the venue for this particular workshop, but I hear you, and the approach you're taking is probably not the most effective approach. If I were asked the same thing, I'd probably come up with the same answer. But again, it takes some different structures in place. It really does. And again, not the particular conversation we're talking about today. I'd love to talk to you about that, though, and help you to come up with some solutions. But what I'm wanting to find out is, from some of you, what has stopped you from bringing in new clients besides the fact that you're full and you want to fill some other therapist's time?
This is Sandy from Wisconsin.
Hey, Sandy.
And I have been working a dual lifestyle. I'm a physical therapist assistant, but I've been a massage therapist for 20 years. I have my own clientele. It's slow growing, but I'm doing it through my physical therapy business, and then I'm also working independently in another clinic. And they handled all the promotional things and didn't like how that panned out because I was working for less money than I felt I should be working for. And now that that promotional thing is gone, the clients are gone. So I'm basically starting over again, and I have a couple of clients that are real steady clients, and I'm considering moving on and growing my own business. My problem is I travel a long distance to get there because of where I live, and so it's a budding area for me, and I don't really know where to target myself for exposing myself the best way and getting the word out.
Okay, good. So you have logistics and just basically you don't even know where to even start. And I get that a lot. That's probably where a lot of people are stuck is I don't even know where to start. I got this going on. We did these special promos, but it was based on a special deal. Now that deal is no longer available, people aren't coming in. That's so common. When you lead with special deals and that's the only value, where do you think, you know, those particular clients who are attracted by the deal, that's what they're coming in for. You want to attract people that are there for other reasons besides the deal. So let's use that as a stepping off point into, again, how to do effective marketing, because you got to pull these people in. You got your roadmap, and for some of you, you know, and so for Eric, part of your structures that would be in here would be to have some more management and practice expansion structures in place, right? So for some of you, it's just more the basic stuff. So first thing, let's get out of the way something that's a really big misunderstanding in this field. Your marketing is not selling. Okay, the marketing activities are not about trying to sell people or to get people to buy massage from you. It's a really huge misunderstanding that a lot of small business owners make, not just body workers. It's trying to sell to people when you should be marketing. So if marketing is not trying to get people to be your clients, then what is it? Right? What is marketing then? And again, marketing tactics that most people use, like social media, brochures, flyers, advertisements, networking, public events, PR, marketing. Those are marketing functions. And by its very nature, it's not about selling or convincing. So if marketing is not about selling or convincing, then what's its purpose? So two main purposes. And I got to get this out first. So when I talk about what to do, you have a background. You have a context of where marketing comes from and what you need to do. One, marketing is about getting your ideal client, your target market's attention. This is why I said deals draw a particular kind of client. They're probably not your ideal client because unless you offer a deal, they're not there. So unless you want that as your demographic, your ideal client is somebody who chases a deal and who tries to find the cheapest massage. If that's what you want, then great. That's part of your characteristic for your ideal client. So first of all, the purpose of marketing is to get that target market's attention. Just to get attention, that's it. To get them to notice something. So if something about what they offer applies to them in some way or appeals to them, then they would want to take that next action. So by getting attention, right, it implies that something in that either communication or visual piece applied to them. So that's important. It has to apply to them. Then they'll be able to better take the next step to a relationship that's closer to you. And that's another operative word is relationship. So the second purpose is to build interest after you've caught their attention. So if you try to sell before somebody's interested or interest is present or you've gotten their attention, it really feels pushy. And it's why a lot of people in this field don't like to market because they just collapse the two concepts of marketing and sales together. They're not the same thing. So now you're off the hook. That's the good news. You can breathe a sigh of relief. You don't have to sell to people. Woohoo! All you have to do is start to communicate in such a way that's interesting to the other person, not to you, to the other person. Right? It's all you got to do. Something that catches their attention. You can now just go be your caring, compassionate, friendly self. Right? So if your marketing messages and your approaches are just too salesy, that's what pushes people away. More than likely, you're not doing it, you're not doing the marketing because you just want to stay away from that ick factor, the salesy stuff, because you think, just maybe because you think you should. So now you're off the hook. So that's probably one of the biggest mistakes that both massage therapists and body workers make is you try to sell when you should be marketing. So let's find out what really marketing really is. You want to market from an authentic connection, building a relationship. It's what you guys know how to do the most. Massage therapists, people who are drawn to this field, including myself. I've been a massage therapist for a number of years. You know, we care about people. We connect to people. We really like, you know, we like to help them. We like to find solutions for them. Believe me, this is all you need to do in marketing. So do what you do best and just care about people. The most effective marketing you can do is not have a website. I know some of the people are going to hear me and they're just going to think, oh, it's not to have a website, it's not to have SEO, it's not to have Facebook, it's not to have all those things. What do you think the most effective marketing you can do is? Anybody. What's a really effective marketing thing you can do?
Word of mouth.
Yes, word of mouth. Beautiful. Let's define word of mouth now, because it is. It's the most effective anywhere in any business, insurance business, the personal service business, the restaurant business. Word of mouth is like gold.
Referrals.
So that's what it is. That's what word of mouth is, a referral. So I'm going to break that down so that you know exactly how to go out and market your business. First of all, you want word of mouth. Right? Because one, it's cheap. Two, trust is already present. Familiarity is already present. When people are passing the word about you on, that's why it's really effective. In order to do it, you got to get out amongst people. You got to get into your community, your friends, your associations. That's your marketplace. Those are the bodies. If you are relying on a Groupon or social or Living Social or some sort of those kind of coupons, they're not people you know and they don't know you. There's no vested interest there. So it's very difficult to get those people to stay on as long-term clients because there's too much deal chasing. But if you get in and amongst the people you know, get involved in your community, get involved in different groups, that's your marketplace. There are bodies there. People need to know you and trust you and be familiar with you. And that's impossible in a little coupon and on a flyer and all of that. So I'm not saying don't have those pieces, those collateral pieces, but first get to know people. Engage. Not, you don't have to get engaged in ideal chit-chat, but do what you do best. Be yourself. So here are the top four ways to market yourself and your business. And really, these are your basics and foundational. And I guarantee you, if you do these, you'll never have to pay for marketing again, literally. You don't have to spend time doing all that stuff. After you've built up a certain momentum, and I have, again, client after client after client. I've got clients who didn't have never had a website and were making far more than $10,000 a month. I actually had staff even and didn't have a website, didn't do any of the advertising, just did referral-based marketing. But it has to be intentional, guys. Just like setting up your roadmap has to be deliberate and intentional. You got to be the cause of it. All right, so here's how to attract the clients you really want and those who will be interested in what you do and those who can and are willing to afford to pay your fee. And you got to be really clear and specific about this. Number one thing, this is not the tactic yet, this is the background, the context. Know your audience, know your target market, and know your ideal client. Really know who it is you want. And I know that's probably the fuzziest thing that we could ever try to do. It becomes fuzzy because we just want everybody. We're so desperate we need anybody. But I guarantee you, if you're clear about this, explain them. What are their characteristics? What do they behave like? Are they people who pay your full fee? Write that down just like you write your goal down. Just like you write, you're getting present to why you're making extra money. Get all that written down. Craft your message so they can hear you. I'm going to give you a really interesting story here. I have a client who's just starting with me, and after our initial call that we had to just kind of help her to see what she could do to improve her business, she went back and started talking to one of her clients. Oh, so one of her clients came in. It was a male client. And this particular client only came in when his body broke down, you know, maybe a couple times a year, right, whenever he had pain. So she started to talk to him, and she knew he was interested in keeping his body fit and all that. That was important to him. But she never, ever talked to him about that with him. She just knew that she was, you know, was afraid to ask him to come back anymore. Most people do. They just sort of ask, will you come back? Do you want to reschedule? You know, it's really sort of timid. She talked about his goals, his health goals, basically, what he desired, and talked to him from his world. And she asked him, did he only take care of his car when it broke down? Because, you know, there's a guy. They like their cars. She talked to him. She used language that could appeal to him and applied to him. She knew that his body was important to him, but she never had a conversation with him about it. So now she was, and she bridged the gap by using an analogy he could really, really relate to. And the answer to that was obviously no. He didn't just fix his car when it broke down. He made sure this car was maintained so it wouldn't break down, because my gosh, it's expensive to go to your mechanic. So then she asked him why he took better care of his car than he did his own body, and then only saw her when he was broken, so to speak. That communication landed. He booked a series of regular massages with her after that. And all she did was appeal to something he really cared about in a way that he could hear, right? And that, because she also knew it would make a huge difference for his health and his body if he came in more regularly. Like, even just had a once-a-month maintenance session with her. So that's what I'm saying is, know your audience, know how to speak to them, because somebody else that comes in is going to have a different way you need to communicate to them. So your message is everything, from the way you write your promotionals, your website, what comes out of your mouth, how you even introduce yourself to people, all of that. So that's the context. The next is client referral. So these are the four biggies. Client referral strategy. You must have a written, clear, thought-out client referral strategy. If all you're doing is asking your clients, if you're not regularly asking your clients for referrals, then there's a breakdown right there. It's one of the things you've got to put into place. How you ask your clients for referrals is critical too. I call it referral conversations, client referral conversations that you have. It's a conversation back and forth. It's not like this. If you can think of anybody who could use a massage, could you give them my card? Thank you. Hey, if you know of anybody, could you just pass my name on? Thank you. It's very timid. There's no oomph to it. There's no stickiness to it. There's no, hey, I am really, really committed to making a difference for people in this community. Here's how I can do it. Who do you know that could really use my services? Or who do you know who's also been having shoulder and neck problems that I can help? And then shut up. Let them answer. And then start to have a dialogue. Well, tell me a little bit about this person. Then in the end, again, asking them to make an introduction, all of that. Make it, you know, there's a lot more to this, obviously. It's in my 500-page self-study program. It explains all this. Plus, I talk about it in my coaching programs. But this is in a nutshell. These scripts, the way you talk to people, how you plan out what you say is really important. Because usually if you don't have it well thought out, well planned out, you go in and you start stumbling all over yourself. You really have to be in their world when you have these conversations. It's asking for client referrals is not about you, it's about them. It's about who can you make a difference for. That's why we're all in this profession, because we really want to provide solutions to people. It automatically grows our practice when we do that. We don't have to worry about the money part. We got that written down. We got our timeline, our goal up on our wall. We got that set, if you have it set. But again, if you don't have it, then this other stuff falls flat. So you got client referrals. You've got to build a strategy for that. And the next thing is business alliances. How many of you have really developed relationships with several businesses or other professionals in your communities? You have people in the fitness profession that you can ally with. People in the medical profession you can ally with. It's, again, about building relationships, and there's a very specific way you go about doing that. But I'll tell you, just go out and start talking to a couple of people. Who do you know right now that you can sit down and have a conversation with them and say, hey, you know, I think that what I do could really benefit some of your clients, some of your customers, some of your patients. One of the best ways of doing it is finding out who the professionals are that your own clients see. And starting to say, hey, we've got a client in common. I'd like to talk to you about them. Great way of doing it. And the next is your past customers. If you're not brand new, then this applies. If you're brand new, then you got to do all the other three. And we'll get to one more. If you've been in business and you haven't been contacting or getting in touch with or talking to your past customers, then it's a huge breakdown, right? There's a big chunk of people there who still need you. And they've forgotten about you because you forgot about them. You're not present to them. So there's a lot of different methods for staying in touch with your past customers. And again, it's not about selling to them, it's about customer service. What do you do to keep connected to them, engaged with them, giving them things that they want, information? There's a lot of ways of maintaining a relationship with a past customer, person who's not on your schedule. They're not coming to you. They're not coming to you because they don't like you or don't like your massage. Believe me, that's not the reason. They're not coming to you because they forgot about you, because you didn't stay present for them. So got to tap into past customers, the whole process that I teach on that. Networking and community. Networking is huge. Again, this is an external form of marketing, but you got to get out there amongst your peeps, get out there amongst the people. And, you know, again, a lot of people are shy. They go, oh, that's not me. Well, if it's not me, it's full 25% of word-of-mouth strategies out the window. Get out there and get to know people. They don't have to know you. Again, you don't have to sell. There's a whole process for effective networking. And it's not just about being in a professional networking group. You can go out and network in your own community. And again, full training on the entire word-of-mouth program, but these four things you can get out and do right now. In fact, you know, for some of you who have a database, pick up the phone and say to your past customers, call 10 of them this week. You know, I haven't talked to you. How is your body doing? You know, it's so good to hear. Thank you. You know, I'm glad to hear you're doing well. These people love you. They know you. You've touched their bodies. Start to keep the relationship alive.
Yeah, Mario.
Hey, how are you?
Good, Arlington, Virginia. Just want to piggyback a little bit on that last statement. I have a client who works in the same building that I do, and I call him once a week. He works right upstairs, and he tells me, he's like, I'm so busy, if you don't call me, then I'm not going to come down, I'm not even going to remember. But you need to call
exactly.
me once a week. And I know I'm like, oh, man, I got to call him. But if I call him, he'll come right downstairs during his lunch hour. It's a little extra work, but, you know, he definitely is a client I see once a week. But I have to call him.
Yeah, I'm the same way. I'm so busy. I would love it if a different therapist I go see would just call me and give me a little nudge. I would absolutely love it.
Thanks.
So, yeah, thank you for contributing that. No kidding. The clients that we work with do extraordinary in their business and have plenty of clients and are primarily just using these four strategies, right, and a guided operating system. In other words, they approach it in a particular consistent way. So know your audience and speak to them in a way that's relevant, but you can have a thriving practice earning six figures or more by just employing these four strategies in an effective way. And again, if you want to know more information and really get guided on how to make these effective, there's several ways. You know, I've got a whole, like, on-demand. It's really inexpensive. You can study it that way. You can study it on, you know, one of our coaching programs. But start to employ these things, right? And like I said, social media, some of these social coupon-type things, internet, that's not what you're going to find your quality clients. I wish it were. I dearly wish it were. Sometimes you get lucky, but it's not a consistent forum for your quality clients. Because, again, these people, you haven't developed a relationship. Like, you get a few, but not the deluge of people you can get when you tap into these different ways. Now, they don't cost anything, these four ways. They cost your time. They cost your engagement. You have to get over yourself and get out there and look for people who need your help and start to talk to them without trying to sell them all the time. They don't need to be sold to. Believe me, if you have the right conversation with them, they're going to sell themselves. Just like with Kim, her story of the guy. She just said, hey, look, your body needs it. Why are you doing this to yourself? He sold her. He was the one who purchased it. He said, you know, I need to do this for myself. Because she educated him in a way that he could hear her. That's true marketing. Next, what's big missing is a sales system. How do you actually retain and convert the clients that come in from your marketing? Again, a big missing. I'm gonna just race through this a little bit because I know we're short on time. But you got to have one, the proper forms. Some of you have great forms. Some of them are not so great. Some of you use your forms like they're just CYA forms. In other words, got their name, their address, and I got a waiver from them so I can touch their body, and it goes in the file drawer, and that's it. Your forms need to be, again, support ultimately what you're there to cause. You're there to cause transformation. You're there to cause long-term client relationships. And why? Not to fatten your bank account, because body work is so essential to people's health and well-being. I believe that with every fiber of my being, because I've been in this field since 1987, when I got my massage certification. And I built a chiropractic and integrative healthcare practice. Believe me, people need your hands on them. It's a very powerful healing and health causing system. That's where I come from. That's where I teach my clients to come from. We're here to make a difference for people. These people need to see you on a regular basis. You know, once they've got a particular problem out of the way, they've got to maintain that health. Health is not something that just happens. It's a proactive action that we all have to take responsibility for ourselves in doing. So you're kind of an accountability source for those people. You got to educate them, but you got to have your structures and your business in place to support you, to support them, to do this. So your sales system, which is the very system that helps to convert a lead into a client and then retain them, is what's missing too. You need proper forms. Your intake conversations need to be much more effective. You've got to get goals from your clients. You got to know what it is they want with their health, not just, oh, my low back hurts, oh, thanks, you know, I'll see you when I'm broken next. But really, what do they want from their health? What do they want their health to be? How do they want their body to be? And then you create a treatment plan. Stop trying to think you can fix people in one visit. You're not there to fix people. You're there to help them maintain health long term. So you create a treatment plan. Maybe that plan involves maintenance. And then you monitor their progress and results. If they don't have a goal, how in the world can you create a plan to help them reach that goal? And if they don't have a goal, how can they know that you're helping them reach it? It gets very confused. They're there just to have, you know, a massage. That's part of it. But if you want long-term client retention, you got to help them be present. You got to be present to more than just the massage. Because most people do things because they get results from it, and they're making progress in some way from it. That's what motivates us. We're getting something from it. And then really have some client engagement programs and structures. Again, how do you stay engaged with your clients, your current clients, your past clients, right? There's called communicating. Either call them. You got newsletters. Again, there's a whole method, but put some engagement. You don't have to put everything in place. Put one thing. Start with one thing. You know, just like in when people are trying to lose weight or get more of a healthy weight, some of the techniques that help them are just adding one new healthy food to their diet. Because if people go cold turkey, the chances are of them sticking to this new habit, you know, it's not very strong. So just try one new thing to stay in touch with your clients. Really important to have this. If you don't have a solid written down sales process, and again, don't get too bugged by the word sales, because you don't have to sell anybody. People naturally sell themselves if you have the right system in place. So the final thing we need to talk about is your mindset. These words here, I'll just read them for you. Clarity, commitment, consistency, intentionality, attention, focus, integrity, and accountability. These are all characteristics. These are all mindset. These are all like ways of being that are really important to have, to be engaged in, and to have present in your everyday, day-to-day business. If you're not clear, hard to produce anything. If you're not committed to it, hard to get it to happen, right? Like, I talk to some people and they're more committed to breakdowns than they are to, you know, to actually having the thriving business they want. So declaring something is one thing. Being committed to that, what you declared, is a whole other power. When you're committed to something, you can't not produce it, guaranteed. If you're committed to having, and just think of anything that's happened in your life that you've been committed to, it happens. You bring yourself to the table. You bring yourself and your whole, you know, way of being and your whole action. It'll happen. And then consistency, such a huge characteristic. Just like you calling your client once a week. If you're consistent about it, you'll have a consistent weekly client. You're not consistent about it, that client won't show up. You have to be consistent, and this is what these systems and structures I've been going through today with you will cause you to be. Structures will cause you to be consistent. Systems will cause you to be consistent, and that's what causes ultimately a thriving business and a stable business. It doesn't happen if you're all over the place every month, every week. Intentionality. These are very powerful forces. So is attention and focus. If you can focus on something long enough, it will happen. If you keep taking your eye off the ball, you keep getting discouraged. So there's a lot of there's a lot of mental management we have to do when we're wanting to build a six-figure practice. Everything about what you do and everything about what you think has to be in alignment with that goal. In other words, you have to be a match for it. There has to be some kind of vibrational match. You can't say one thing and do another and expect it to happen. That's called being hypocritical. All right, so let's just go through what we just went through. For some of you can see the screen. Again, there's a little circle on the left-hand side, the big circle on the right-hand side. In our path now, you need to gain knowledge. That's some of the work to be done on that path. You need to put new effective structures in place. You need to have some mindset improvements. So if there's a lot of discouragement, self-doubt, not very confident, some of your beliefs are faulty, I can't really do that, I can't really have a successful business, some of those things are running your show, and you need to get past them. And sometimes you need help getting past them, because it's very difficult for us to get past our own ineffective or disempowering beliefs. Sometimes we don't even know we have these crazy beliefs. So that's important. New systems and procedures. We've got to systematize our businesses a little bit. Doesn't mean you become cold robots. It just means you can be more present to your clients because you've got other things systematized. You got to learn new skills and practice those skills. And you got to put new action habits and new mental habits in place. There's a lot of habits that have to get built up here for your business to stay stable and thriving. And then you troubleshoot, right? Just because you put something in place doesn't mean it's not going to fall apart. You know, how consistent are we? We're not perfect. I'm not perfect. I've constantly put things in place to help me to stay consistent. The essential structures and systems to have and to use in order to grow and achieve that six-figure practice, or even, you know, even $50,000, doesn't matter. Whatever it is you want, goals and timeline, your schedule, your sales system, or a proper intake process. They don't teach you this stuff in school, by the way. They don't teach you the business side of the intake process. Your retention systems and processes, your marketing action plan, not just crazy little tactics, but some good regular things you can do. Financial structures and systems like your budgeting and your bookkeeping and your powerful mindset practices. So what you're going to get, what I'm going to send you guys, and I really appreciate you being on this call and being on this workshop, because you're going to get that there's a list of structures and systems that in fact, you can probably download it on the site you went to. The start meeting site, it's right there for you to download. I'll also send you a link in an email. It's the list of systems and structures, so you have that right in front of you. You can know what you need to start putting into place. And again, just put one thing into place. And then the next week or so, put another thing into place and practice it. That's really all we do. Part of the structures, like I said, I encourage each one of you to look for getting a business coach or having some kind of mentor. Because it helps you to stay consistent, and it also helps you to stay accountable until you actually reach your goal. It's a really powerful way of reaching goals, having a coach. It's why it's so big. Your six-figure skills and accountability plan, it's all going to be there. You put those into place, and you start being consistent with those, and over time, and I usually say in less than 2 years, it's usually probably about a year. But I give it 2 years because some people can be, you know, can just take longer. But usually, if they get coached, you can do this in less than a year. You can literally be making 8 to 10 grand in less than a year. But if you don't be putting these things into place, it's not going to happen by magic just because you want it. A lot of stuff we went through today to help you get really clear and know exactly what to set up. So I'm giving you all that. Plus, I'm going to give you this whole PowerPoint, whatever you guys saw on the screen here. I'm going to give that to you in a PDF, too, so you actually have that to remind you as well. So what we have is individual coaching, small group coaching. We have those on-demand trainings that we have various topics. We have one on word of mouth marketing and marketing 101 and how to retain 90% of your clients. You've got to learn some of the stuff and start putting into place. And plus, we have a really comprehensive, amazing new self-study program that's coming out next month. It's called the Massage Business Master. Literally, it walks you through every single aspect of really mastering the business side of massage. So if you have any questions about any of the stuff we went through, any of the things that you want to learn, you know, again, I'm not here to sell you anything. I'm just here to educate you on what's possible for you if you have the right structures and the right skill sets around business. And, you know, I really encourage you to gain some of those skills, because people in this country and in your communities really need you to be stable and consistent and thriving. They really need it. Entrepreneurial skills don't come naturally. You really got to learn them. So if you want my help in any way, just let me know. Again, I'm offering you the free business analysis. I mean, everybody, that's an offering on my website, some of the free things that we offer this industry. If there's any other way I can help you, please let me know. So the intention was that you walk away with increased capability and knowledge and some effective tools that you can apply tomorrow. So have I fulfilled on that? Do you guys feel like you can take away some things you can actually use?
Yeah.
Awesome. Good. Then I really encourage you to use them. And again, if you have any questions at all, please, you can email me, and I'm available by phone. I really want you guys to improve, and I want this industry to improve, because I know that people out there really need it.